Blog Talk Radio. What's up, everybody? Welcome back. Monday night. All right, let me see, make sure I'm not talking to myself. 504-3308, your mic open.
That'll be on.
What's happening?
Ain't nothing going on.
Yep.
Wait for the show, that's all.
Yep. All right, I only got a few people on here.
All right.
We got cruising the coast this weekend. Next weekend, you got cruise goes all this week, and then next weekend you got Louisiana versus Mississippi. So that's it, fellas. Everybody need to be getting ready. State capital. Rode out to cruising the coast. I mean, to Ford Chevy this past weekend. It's pretty good. Had a lot of cars, man. Right quick. Let's hang on. I guess four more people got to get in here. A little bit. Calling in. Let's see. One second. Hold on a second, fellas. Get something out. There we go. There we go. Let's see. Wow, it's dead in here. It's all getting closer very sweet. Then the Gulfport got the gases out there this weekend, also the 6th and the 7th. Yep. What else they got going on? Anybody else know? Yep, that's about it. We got everybody get ready. Hold on a second. Cloud your mic over.
So, Rob, how you doing tonight?
All right. Then tonight.
Everybody on here?
We got about five calls, six people on here right now. It's still early.
Hey, you can't even run 8 o'clock, you
know? Man, Dan, your mic open.
Yeah, what's up?
Nothing. Shit. Dead, man. Nothing happening, man.
Getting close to race week. You know how it is. They get quiet.
Well, I got 2 weeks, you know. So, yep. That's it. Shit.
Clyde, you bringing your car out there?
Yeah, I'm bringing my car. Yeah, I'm bringing it.
All right. Shit. New paint job and the pro charger worked good this weekend. Shit, we all right.
Jamie, you ready or what?
Yeah, I was at Ford Chevy.
Was Cheese out there with his car?
Mm-hmm.
Did it run good?
He called you little brother.
Yeah, I had to give him the spark plug wires off of air breeze so he could make sure that did run right.
Them all motherfuckers wasn't no good.
Which one?
Dang it.
Man, we just had them blue ones on there and we just put them on there. Them ultralights.
All right. Yep, that's about it.
He got the bugs out of it, then, James? Running good or what?
I didn't see him make it pass. I went over there when we got that. I'm going to check him out. I ain't going to see him make it pass. Yeah. After this, I better get on mine. Cruising close will be over with.
Is Cheese on here?
You going out? Huh? Cheese ain't on here yet. You going out there?
Yeah, I'll be out there with y'all.
Good day.
Well, yeah, cruise the coast, yeah, and I'm going to the race, yeah. I'll be at both of them.
Yeah. Yep. Fuck with my call. Send me some shit. Now I can pull a truck in the trailer. I can pull that car in the middle. Put some of it down. Weather getting right. Feel good, nice and cool. And miserable out there.
Yeah, it could be nice this weekend, bro. 50s, 60s in the morning, 70s all day.
Yeah, I gotta get one line fixed for the air conditioner for the truck, and that's it.
What line you gotta get fixed?
Yeah, what line you need, man? That might happen to the kid I got.
Well?
Think I got it in that kid I have?
No, I had to make this one fast. This is okay. Either I made or that dude made. I don't know. But I got me two fittings came in and the guy gonna crimp them for me tomorrow. I went there already. They don't crimp them.
Really?
Yep, told me they don't crimp them. You sick, Cat?
I got a couple of lines of that kid I have. I don't know if that's everything that go with it, but I got a lot of shit. I got that shit all over the place.
Oh, yeah. I'm like I said, the guy gonna make it. He gonna be there tomorrow. Got a shop right there where I was at over there. Well, where David was at first, where Jason and Matt and Trey had that shop. Down on that corner, he ran the same building, and he got the crimp tool. So he told me to come over here, crimp him. That's it. I kept having a leak, Daniel. So I said, man, I couldn't find it for nothing. So we was going to take a ride in the truck one day, charging up. I'm trying to see if I can see the leak or feel it or anything. Man, that hose come off of that. Ooh, bad.
Scared the shot, man.
Yeah, scared to dick to go. I ain't never seen him move that fast, but he was gone. I say, damn, you didn't even check on me. Well, I don't know. I see. He was gone, man. Yeah, shit. My God. I finally found it. That was one we put on there or the other guy put. I don't know, man. But there was a bad clip on the end, so. I was probably when it was leaking out. I fixed that. That has an air conditioner. Please, you get hot winds. Yeah. I put that fuel in that tank in the back with the fuel pump in the tank.
Yeah.
Got that all set.
Oh, shit. shit.
Trial tomorrow. That's it, man. Set that up and that's
Clyde,
it.
Clyde, you got all the bugs ironed out? You ready to let turn loose or what?
Yeah, I'm ready. My car is sitting in the garage, man. I'm ready.
Yep.
I got four bottles of nitrous. I got a couple of gallons. I got like 10 gallons of fuel. Go give me some more fuel this week. A couple of more gallons this week. And
Man, what nitrous costs a pound? What nitrous costs a pound now, bro? It's been so long since I bought it.
I don't know. I ain't bought it in a while either. My bottle's in freeze in the garage. I've been had them for a minute. And we ain't been to the track in so long. But I think Michael Dillon filled them bottles up for me. You know how long ago that was? Yeah, I've got them filled up at Michael Dillon's shop.
Yeah.
That was a long time ago.
Yep. Cheese on here, Daniel.
Cheese. Hit the one button.
Yep. Shit.
Cheese, hit the one button yet?
No. Yeah, shit. Oh, me too, boy, boy. Yep. I'll call Sunday when I get back. I ain't going to cruise the coast Sunday. Man, it's well. Hang on. Cheese, your mic over.
Go ahead.
How the car did? You got the buzz out of it?
Man, we didn't get a full pass, man. Carburetor was acting up again. Then we got the carburetor right. It would let us make a pass on it. I already let people make passes late, but I wasn't staying around. No, I was there long enough.
What y'all find wrong with the carburetor?
The float was kicking.
Oh, all right.
It wasn't out of the car. It wasn't letting it come up. I mean, it wasn't letting it go drop. It had trash or something on.
Yeah.
Oh, it got stuck in the float. I'm stuck on the needle and seat.
You had to take the bowl off and clean it up. Then it started working right.
Alright.
I'm gonna get it straight. Then I got a new answer. They would call me today asking did you have me show. I said, I don't know. I texted them just now.
Come here, baby.
Y'all there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Oh,
yeah, we hear
so quiet.
Just quiet. Race. About to be race week. Everybody quiet.
Oh, 2 weeks to race week, huh? Who else got race week?
Yeah, I'm saying it's about to be race week. I mean, this week is cruising the coast, and then after that, it's on Louisiana versus Mississippi.
Well, how you coming, James?
Shit. I'm about to sell it, man. I'm getting out of racing, man.
You said what? Getting out of racing.
Getting out of racing, man. Yeah.
Okay.
Get you another hobby. I'm going to start riding mud riding.
But you always
Jimmy
come
a,
back.
Jimmy got a mini bike.
I like a mini bike. You know, that's the plan. It's like 504-4404. Who we got?
Yeah, man, this is living in y'all, guys. How y'all doing, bro?
What's up?
I can't make no noise, man. How y'all fellas doing, bro?
All right.
We're working with you.
Another day in paradise, man.
Bye. Agree. What's up, fellas?
What's up?
Can't make no noise. Listen again, bro. That's all I've seen with y'all had going on.
Not a whole lot, man. Not a whole lot. Next week going to be even quieter. Will it be race week?
What you say, bro?
Yeah.
No,
definitely quiet,
bro.
Now you
ain't nobody done no race around this motherfucker.
Cheese, mute your mic, man.
I said ain't nobody done no racing yet. Around always, so shit. We're gonna go to Alabama, watch State of the Union up there still this weekend.
That's right. I knew they had something else coming. I couldn't remember, man.
Big ass, yeah, big old race, $150,000 in payouts.
Man, who giving that?
Let me pull it up right there. One second.
$100,000 payout. Good lord.
$150,000 in payouts. $150,000 in payout. I'm gonna tell you right now the name of the guy holding this. Hold on. Kevin Ford, up there still. Yeah, little motherfucker. Shit, them motherfuckers, bro. I'm telling you, so much fucking racing, man. They got over, man, bro, like, they got so many lock-ins. I'm talking about locked-in races, man. Over 50 locked-in grudge races Friday night. And shit, man, they got so many damn, bro. Got so many races, boys. Friday and Saturday is a shame. Yep.
Yeah, that's what I heard, man. Somebody was telling me about it over the weekend. Who was saying that?
Yeah, it's going to be nice, man. We'll go up there and Friday and Saturday and shit. Well, I'm working right now. I'm going to get me some passing through there on my way home and shit. I'm going to stay out there Friday and Saturday, watch some racing, get a load, deliver that shit Monday, and I'm going to go on to the house. Man.
There you go. Hell yeah, shit. I'm trying to see if you had the fly on the page on
I'm about to send it to you right now, Jimmy. I'm hoping to send it to you right now.
Yeah,
man.
That's good. No, okay. One
second.
We're on pretty photos and see. Really easy posting on here. Midnight Madness, Testing Tools.
It's on Bama Burnout page if you want that.
Oh, no, I was on the Steel's web page.
Yeah, it's on now. I'm about to send it to you right now, Jimmy, inbox.
Right.
I'm about to send it to you inbox, Jimmy.
Oh, he just posted here. It is right here. I got it. Oh, that's a game. They got,
115,000 in payouts. Yeah.
Damn.
Yeah, bro. It's going to be nice, man, bro. All type of shit, man.
See, Barry Boo Boo. So he's going to be ready.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, somebody tell me he had a bunch of races locked up. Like you're saying.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
I got, hold on. I'm going to send you the list right here, Jamie. This was the old list. This ain't even got the updated list. I'm about to send it to you right now in your inbox. Watch this. Hold on. I'm going to send it to you right now, please.
I got it. Just popped up. Here we go. Oh, Miss Graham gonna be there. Damn. Friday lock-in. Big Ten versus Texas Pete. First round of shootout. Big Freak versus Caesar. What that Caesar from down here?
I'm not sure what's
either. Blow versus Baby D, Blow versus Cryberry, Jesse James versus Dirty Dana, Uber versus Hush Money, Plan B versus OG Bobby versus Tony Montana, Big Ten versus D&D.
Hey, and them locked in. That shit locked in already, man.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, Cash versus Dingle. Damn, Dingleberry there. Chevy Stang versus
Dingleberry.
Boo. That could be a good one.
Yeah.
Yep. Dingleberry running Cash. I don't know who the hell Cash is. Damn. Hell yeah.
Shit, man.
Damn, skip it, man. Shit.
Good shit, man.
Yes, indeed. What's up, boo-boo?
I can't call it, fella. Just finished hauling junk. Got a little red loaded for the scrapyard in the morning. Got 6 more to bring. Come on.
There you go.
Got to get this shit finished for Thursday to roll the fuck out.
Yeah. Why don't you buy me some Charbon Ices from Felix's?
Oh, he better bet your ass we will be there.
Oh, shit. I want a few more things to do, and I'll be done.
Yep.
Yes, sir. That's
you bringing a weed splitter on a trailer?
Yeah, I'm going to sell it. I'm getting out, man. I'm getting out of racing.
Yeah, that's what you had told me this week.
Tell everything.
I didn't know if you were if you had backed out or you were still serious.
I'm keeping my shit. I got me a list. I gotta pick my list first. Get my list done. I be getting a call every morning, a motivation call, so I'm about to give him what he's looking for.
Uh-oh. Damn it, boy.
Oh, shit. He calling me in the morning. Oh, shit.
Come on, you trying to get under your skin early in the morning before you go to work?
No, he be talking. Got a little guy calling. What's up? How you doing? Oh, he ain't get on my skin. A little motivation, man. Shit, they're going to be getting busy and steal on Friday night. I wonder who going in there live, man. I hope Tickle Fitz or one of them guys go. Shit, Tickle Fitz was in Gulfport.
Yeah, they got some shit shaken down. Supposed to be in Mexico this weekend.
Yeah.
Right here.
I heard about that. I didn't know if that was this one or next weekend. I didn't know. Or this weekend.
Either Friday or Saturday. I have to go back and look on the checks.
Somebody told me
the muscle was testing last night.
'cause I heard them, but I didn't go back there.
Yeah, my valve springs just came in. I still got to change them, but I ain't got the shit to change them with it on the car. I got the shit to do it when I take the heads off, and I don't feel like spending another $200 on a set of gaskets and all that shit to do it.
Mm-hmm. Need a little tool to pump that air in there, huh? And that little compressor.
Yeah. Okay. I could be like Hot Rod. I can go out there and be the one of the old OGs and try my luck, you know?
Yeah. You're right. Said, who got that ghost call on Facebook?
The ghost call.
I don't know. It looked like they painted with white foam or something.
I know Mo posted one the other day, and he put that that black screen on it.
Yeah, he lighted it out.
Yeah, he blacked it out.
Mm-hmm.
Man, Seahawks need to tighten up, man. I got too much money riding on this shit.
What?
I popped over the weekend. Man, I got hit hard yesterday, man. I got a ball back today. Playing that fucking football pool shit, FanDuel.
Oh, Lord, man. He better run no dude in there. What, go ahead.
I picked 5 teams to win. The only one pulled me through was the fucking Eagles, and it wasn't enough to talk about. My little cum dropper took a bet. That little bastard. I said, motherfucker, why you didn't tell me different? Shit, Dad. He said, you don't listen to me sometimes. I said, yeah, you right. Man, that little bastard won almost $1,500, $1,800. I said, you bastard.
Damn.
Let your dad go down. I said, you sorry, bitch. I chewed his ass last night. Yeah, how you say? I call him my little cum dropper for something. That little fucker sneaky now.
Mm-hmm.
I ain't going to hustle somebody for pool right here at the little dagger shop up the street.
Yeah.
Fuckers working a turnaround 15-hour days, and fuckers at the fucking ballroom shooting pool for money. I said, I wish I was that young with that kind of energy, huh?
Yeah, when you're young, you have it. Yep, that's true.
That fucker walk in. He said, I got to go on this hustle. I said, where you going? He said, I'm going to play pool. Walked in, took a shower, out the door in less than 30, 40 minutes. I said, motherfucker.
Oh, shit. Wow. Yep, shit. About it, man. I'm going to get
you
on mine Sunday, boo-boo. What?
I said, you play pool on Tuesday night, don't you? Wednesday, you told me?
Yeah, Tuesdays. Tuesdays and Thursdays, I shoot a little bit. Started back on my league on Tuesday night. Yeah, that's it. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Boy, I've been watching Phil Hooper. He got it going on with the Washer Terrier, the Stowe, and the Thai Soccer.
Yeah.
He bought that whole little corner, I heard. Last time I talked to him a couple months ago.
Oh, yeah. That's good, shit.
Well, I tell y'all what, I don't know about y'all paying insurance. That fucking shit went through the moon. With this fucking towing shit, boy. I don't know what Michael Dillon doing with his trucks, but they fucking knock my fucking dick in the dirt.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. I don't know what Scott Taylor's doing. I mean, Mississippi's so fucking underrated. You know, them fuckers probably, you know, for his 4 or 5 trucks, he probably paid $8,000-$9,000 a year, you know, $6,000 or some bullshit.
Mm-hmm.
I remember Don Barnes, I told me something about that, you know, when I told him what I was paying back then. she kind of chuckled and laughed. He said, shit, I don't pay nowhere near that.
Yeah.
I'm paying almost 21 grand a year for one fucking truck right now.
God damn.
Man, Babu, man, you told me last time for 150 bucks, 160, and why 200 now? Well, fuck, got to go up, cuz. I don't know what to tell you.
Yeah.
You know, a man called me today. He broke down off of Institution Street, down there off of Tropitulus, by the Superdome. He was broke down at Holland Road. I told him 450 to leave Gonzales, go to Segan Lane, turn around, come back, get him, and bring him over there. I think I told him 4 1/4, something like that, 450, I don't remember. He called me this morning at like 7, 8 o'clock. Yeah. Oh, I'm going to call somebody cheaper. Hung up. You know, they didn't even finish the conversation. He just hung up on me. I'm like, all right, cool.
Call you back.
But, you know, he called me back. Don't you know he called me back about 2 hours later? Man, can you come now? Nope. Sorry. You know, you want to cuss me, tell me I'm fucking high. I'm going to call somebody else. Click me, hang up on me. Evidently, I must have been the cheaper one, huh?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I was already rolling in.
I told him, Boo-boo, I pay $14,000 a year for my one truck.
You sitting down right now? But you're not on no police list though, right? But you still got on hook and cargo like I got also though, don't you?
Oh yeah, I'd have all that. Yeah.
I'm paying $20,300. I'm gonna tell you what I'm paying.
God damn.
I'd pay $14,000.
Dude, I've been with Progressive
nah,
with
Crossbridge. With Crossbridge, it's about for three vehicles. I think we pay. I want to say $26,000 a year for three vehicles and then a dump truck. I don't even know what I pay with that. But I know the majority of my bills, the biggest bill I have is insurance. Of anything,
yep.
My insurance, I pay a lot of insurance. I pay stupid insurance.
I'm covered for $1 million.
Yeah, I
have been with Progressive.
The dump truck covers because we're bold and all that. I'm with Progressive. The only people that come. That's the only one covered tow trucks in Louisiana.
Dude, I was with Progressive for years. I wasn't paying but 75, I think it was 78, 75, 7800 for the same coverage. I went with this company in New Orleans by the Huey P. And I thought the lady misunderstood me, you know, because I said a 2003. She said, okay, and she gave me my quote. I said, whoa, let me back up. Let me try this again. I said, it's a 2003, not a 2023. I said, I don't know if you misunderstood me. Oh, no, she says, I got you. I'm like, what the fuck? Because Progressive sent a letter out. They're dropping everybody. They said they're dropping everybody at the end of the month with Progressive. I'm like, so I had to jump ship, boy, and they fucking hit hard.
I didn't get that letter.
Oh, my agent got it because they're a Progressive dealer thing here. And they said, look, you could pay your, you know, your $8,000. They said, you're going to take a gamble come October, November, if they're going to reinstate you. If not, blah, blah, blah. Then they got another email and they says, nope. And then, you know, okay, whatever. And then sure enough.
You had any claims or anything?
Nothing. I got one accident.
Yeah, mine
like 10 years. It was 10 years ago or 8 years ago. I got one. Someone hit me, but, you know, they, you know, whatever. They paid them off. It wasn't even my fault. That's the fucked up part about it.
Yeah, because they gonna recoup their money through you anyway.
I'm gonna tell you.
I had one come at me. One of my drivers, they was both backing up at the same time, and they backed into each other. This lady didn't have the proper Yeah, she didn't even have the proper registration, dude. She got the car registered the same day after the accident. Some of the people, her husband tried to sue, talk about she couldn't perform her wifely duties and all that. I'm like, man, y'all, and the insurance company really entertained them. That's why our insurance was fucking high. They want to pay everybody.
Hey, you know what it costs? You know what it cost me to pay a lady off for her big toe? You're going to freak out on this.
What?
You heard what I said? A big toe. I'm going to tell you the story because I mean, I'm talking racing or nothing right now, so we got a minute.
The car was at a
red light. The left front wheel on a 99 Chevy, I think it was 99 or 2000 Chevy Cavalier, the left front wheel broke. So the wheel studs fell off, so the rotor's sitting on the ground. So if you're anything smart with a record truck, you're going to back up to the back of the car because it's front wheel drive, let your bed slide all the way under it, back up, and then you only got to pull it a foot or two till it's on your bed. The lady was worried about her battery because she had a four-way flashes on. We all told her, had 10 of us, ma'am, stay on the shoulder. Don't go on the driver's side with the cars passing. You know, let the man load the vehicle. You know, it was me and my daddy out there. We're loading the vehicle. But no, I'm worried about my battery. I got to turn my flashes off. It's going to kill my battery. My battery. No, we was all on the shoulder operating my bed from the driver's side. She walked around high with nobody knowing. And you know how you put your right foot and then you reach in the car to hit your blinker switch on the thing? Well, I didn't know she was there. I'm winching the car up. All of a sudden, oh! What the fuck? We heard somebody screaming. I'm like, somebody must have got hit. So I stopped. Oh, yeah, cuz. Cut her big toe off. Cost me $110,000. Yep. Because you need your big toe for balance. And we had witnesses.
I was just about to say that.
We had witnesses and proof that stood and went to bat for me. But like you said, she can't work no more. She lost her job, blah, blah, blah. So instead of taking it and suing me for, you know, what more my policy was, they settled out of court $105,000. I said, motherfucker. Then, you know, after it's all said and done, 6 months later, she got the nurse to come to my yard and want to see if her car's still here. Bro, that's fucking nerves. I tell you straight.
Oh, man, Lord, have mercy.
I'll never forget that. Yep. You still got my Cavalier.
Yes.
Well, the way that shit was with me, dude, even if I'm in the right, I could be sitting in the red light. Somebody run to the back of me. If I have passengers in that vehicle, they going to the lawyer. The lawyer going to sue the people that hit them, and they going to sue my insurance as well because I have the bigger policy. So I'm going to the doctor. You know, it don't make no sense. My insurance going up anyway, just because I'm breathing. My insurance gonna go up, so I might as well get something out the deal too. I gotta pay it to pay in business. So, gonna pay the insurance. So here's what it is.
Oh, it's crazy, man. I think, you know, but they tell us, oh, we hire, we fucking people, we this, we that. But, hey, man, I get it, you know, but it's crazy. I got a friend of mine right now. He went from running 12 big trucks. He's down to 4 trailer trucks. Just liability. You can't afford full coverage. He pays $160,000 a year.
Ooh. Damn.
You heard what I said? $160,000 for 4 gravel trailers, trucking trailers, and 1 triaxle. So he's running 5. Oh, and he told me that two or three weeks ago. I said, ain't no fucking way.
$10,000 a month, shit.
Ain't no fucking way. But until we can fix that legislation.
That insurance, dude, you got to get them to stop suing. Lawyers, one call, that's all.
I thought about going to Mississippi. Buy a piece of land and get a portion plate so I can run both states and just work out of Mississippi and have a yard at the line and have a yard here. But I don't know if the state over here is going to fly for it, you know, because they say you got to have a Louisiana insured truck. But
right, it's right. I tell you what, the cheapest, I did all the research, the cheapest insurance rate in America is in Tennessee.
Oh, yeah.
You know, yep. Tennessee, well, you can get insurance in Tennessee, that shit is so cheap. But you can't, with the insurance, you got to work so many miles away from your base and all kind of bullshit. Louisiana just fucking us all kind of way with that insurance.
Yeah.
They make you almost want to get the fuck, pack up and go somewhere else.
No, what you do is clean fucking house. Dirty-ass politicians letting them do that shit. That's a problem. Yeah. Oh, man. Yep. Hello?
What the hell happened, Jamie?
Oh, shit, I was about to say that, and everybody fell off. I put the computer down, I was up with them. Not a whole lot, man. Getting ready for the weekend.
Get out of here Wednesday.
Yeah, we're leaving Wednesday morning. What time you leave Wednesday?
I'm going to leave Wednesday morning so I get across that traffic in New Orleans, you know what I mean? I'm going to let this traffic,
right,
I'm going to try to
that get, that's right, you go to, I'm going to kill.
I'm going to get in New Orleans, I fuck. You
bought that black car?
Yeah, it's in a grip in my little cousin garage.
That thing was sick looking.
Man, they had some nice. I was trying to get that LP 650. That motherfucker went for $500,000, man.
You know what I'm about? That ain't gonna change for you. That ain't gonna change the comments on your bank account.
Man, I wanted that fucking Apache truck. They had an Apache S10 truck, that Apache 2 light front Chevrolet truck. Man, bitch went for $300,000. I said, I'd be goddamn. I think it was going to go somewhere around 80. I personally went there to get me a truck. You know, I wanted a pickup.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm going to auction Saturday. I got some car giving me some VIP passes for Saturday. So I'm going to auction Saturday for a car.
But you seen that Ford Bronco? That white one, it was a white Ford Bronco with the yellow, orange, and red stripes at the bottom. That Ford Bronco, it was a white one.
Man, all them fucking Broncos went high. Every fucking Bronco.
Yeah, Carr was bitten on it. He backed out. His wife was live. He backed out. I think it
man,
was 180 or 210,000.
Carr was standing right next to me. He was trying to bid. His wife left to go to the fucking bathroom. She wanted that Rolls Royce. She was so mad at fucking Carr because he missed the Rolls Royce. That bitch $1,000 and he missed it. And she tried to bid on that Ford Bronco, but that woman upstairs overbid him.
Yeah, it was like 180. He kept hollering out. She was saying, get it. He kept saying, nope, I'm out of my range.
That fucking woman. They were standing right next to me, him and his wife. That fucking woman.
Yeah, I seen it. I seen you on that video.
$5 million worth of fucking cars. Yeah, they had a blonde-headed woman. She was about 50 some years old. $5 million worth of fucking cars that woman bought. Yeah, cars.
I wonder if she would be able to carry.
He was bidding a couple pieces over there. She wanted that goddamn Bentley, though. They had some nice goddamn Bentleys for sale. I tell you what, that goddamn Eleanor went for some money.
Ooh. How much?
Eleanor?
Oh, yeah, that radio.
The original one or just one that was redone?
No, no, no. The real Eleanor that was in the
movie. No, the real Eleanor was there.
Oh, okay.
That bitch went for $900,000.
How much?
How much?
$900,000.
$900,000. Okay, I just said $90,000. That shit, that was a deal.
$900,000. I tell you what, them new goddamn Hummers, the electric one, and the car, that's a bad motherfucker. And that new electric vet, woo!
I couldn't get over how much them old Broncos went. Them 70 model Broncos,
man,
like
every one of them big dollars.
That was unreal. I mean, you buy them things when I was a kid for like $20,000, $25,000. Give them fuck.
You know another motherfucker went for a lot of money. Them goddamn old Trailblazers had looked like. You take the back off them, they look like halfway pickup trucks.
Yeah, like Sean Murder Nova's building two of them right now for his wife.
Them fucking
some of the
K5
Blazers.
Yeah, the K5 Blazers.
Yeah. You know what one's worth money? The one that's a two-wheel drive. Cause they ain't made a lot of two-wheel drives. They say that one is worth some money, man. A lot of them are four-wheel drive. Yeah.
What them K5s went for, Ree?
Shit, over $60,000.
That's fucking
them
crazy.
Them fucking Broncos was going for like $130,000, $140,000, $150,000, $200,000. God damn. A fucking $2,500 truck. And see them little fucking, them little Jeep, them old Jeep. And them motherfuckers went over $150,000, $200,000 for them.
Some like the old military Jeeps or the little Jeep,
the
Comanche Jeeps.
CJ7, CJ5.
Yeah, come out. The early 80s.
Mm-hmm. Them fucking things. Man,
70s
and 80s, yep. And see them vets? Ooh, them fucking, them early model vets went for some fucking money. One of them went for, that woman bought $1,000, that black one. Ooh, that bitch was clean. That's something bitch looked
who
like.
Who was it, a 53 or 63?
A 53. That, the double
the
headlight.
The first one, that little small one with the little.
The double headlight like my daddy got is a 61. Yeah. My daddy got a 61.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, just like your daddy red one. That
yeah, them things up. Them
money,
things
boy.
Up there $500,000 now.
Damn, that woman paid $500,000 for that black bastard. I said, look at this fucking shit here. That common gear like I got, that motherfucker went for $20,000.
What common gear? What?
Like, I got one in my fucking shop just like it, 20,000 motherfucker. And I told the guy, I showed the guy a picture. He said, "How much you want for it?" I said, "It ain't for sale." I got a California one, 69-70 common gear. Shit, that bitch went for $20,000.
Oh, God damn.
Say, look at this shit here, boy. And them Camaros, fuck, man, them motherfucker was going for some money. You hear me? Damn, that new. Oh, anyone, 68, 69 Camaros, them motherfucker went for some serious money.
I watched the head of blue. You might have seen it, Reed. It was right after the Bronco. They had. Like what a farm truck and Asian drives, that Hellcat Durango, that four-door, that blue one.
Oh, yeah. That fucking thing went
that,
for...
That's
you know
crazy.
You know what else went for a bunch of money? That motherfucking devil. What that fucking thing is, Dodge, man? That bitch
the
went
demon.
For $200,000.
Yeah, the Dodge Demon, the race car. The
I got to say,
that,
them motherfuckers ain't had no miles on. A bunch of them fucking cars was under fucking 30,000 miles. They had a 19, they had a 99, what's that 99, like P had, that Impala, that bitch had 193 miles on it. That motherfucker went for $70,000.
The bubbled Impala?
Yeah, one like P got. That bitch
yeah.
went
yeah,
for
you talking about the Impala
FS's? The Impala FS's, that bitch had 193 original miles on it.
You saying 193 or 193?
It had 193 miles. 100.
Okay, no miles.
No miles. That motherfucker went for some money, boy. That bitch, they had them Chevelles. Boy, they had a black motherfucker. That bitch sound like Rumble in the Jungle. I said, listen at that motherfucker there. Yeah. I tell you what I wish I had bought. They had a Packard. That Packard went for 50 grand. I was scared to bid on that motherfucker. I said, man, I should have bid on this motherfucker. That Packard, anywhere else that Packard would have went for $100,000. That was a
you
nice
could call
big
Jay
car.
Leno and got 100 for it easy. Flip your money quick.
That was a pretty car, man. That was one pretty goddamn car. And see them C10s, them C10 pickup trucks? They must have had 20 or 30 of them. Every one of them motherfuckers left out of there over 60 grand.
Whoa.
100 plus now. I mean, I'm saying 60. I mean 100 plus. Every fucking one of them went over $100,000 for them C10s. I say, man, God damn. They had a white one, a blue one. Jamie, they had one just like your dad got, a white, red bottom, white top with the little cap on the head. That bitch went for $130,000. Mm-hmm. And needed what?
I wonder if that's that one that dude over here did. They got the dude Chris Stafford do a bunch of them things. He had the one that looked similar like that. It was like right in here, like you was talking about. He did one
you
know a while
that,
back.
You ever you seen the Apache with the two headlights?
I didn't see
it. That Chevrolet pickup truck, I think they call it Apache.
Yeah, Apache came out for the C-10s.
Yeah, it's got the double headlights. That bitch right there went
early
for $400,000.
Yeah.
That truck went for $400,000. That's the one I was FaceTiming. I said, man, if this bitch go anywhere between 60 and 70, this bitch going home with me. Man, they started to bid at $5,000. Before you know it, that motherfucker was at 100. I said, I'd be goddamn. That motherfucker, the next thing you know, that motherfucker said 130, 150, 155, 160, 180. 280. Motherfucker, that bitch on the top up there holler, 200. That motherfucker on the bottom holler, 250. That hoe say, 300. That motherfucker on the bottom say, 350. That hoe say, 500. That motherfucker shut up down there. I say, God damn. Pick up, man. But that was gorgeous. The interior on that motherfucker was so sweet and smelled brand goddamn new. It had that black wood bed. The outside was that pewter paint. Oh, that bitch was gorgeous, man. They had some nice trucks. Real nice trucks. Real nice trucks. Bentley. That fucking Maybach went for a Maybach. My brother in law got a black one. That Maybach went for I think like 150. That's some nice cars, man. Thursday was the time to buy before all them rich motherfuckers got in there. They was giving shit away Thursday.
Yeah.
You got in that Thursday, could buy you some good shit. You got Friday and Saturday, it's motherfuckers. I'm going to tell you how they sell in there. Where I was standing, that was a veteran ticket. $650, $750. On the left side over there was $1,500. On the right side up there was $2,000. On the bottom, VIP was $3,000. On the top was $5,000. And they had motherfuckers packed in that motherfucker. That motherfucker was so far up in the air and in the back they had to blow a whistle a bit on the fucking cars. Had to blow a whistle a bit on the car.
Man, ooh, videos,
man.
They had a good crowd up in there. I said, good Lord.
Ooh, it was packed, man. And look, this motherfucker was selling gas pumps and signs for fucking $60,000 and $50,000. I seen, man, if I'd have known that, I'd have stole a bunch of signs back in the day and put them in the fucking garage. Fuck. And them old gas pumps, like the crank.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Man, them motherfuckers was going for $100,000, man. And like, you know, them old light signs you see on the old gas station? went anywhere from $60 to $100,000. Them old Coca-Cola signs, remember the old round Coca-Cola signs? $60,000 goddamn dollars.
Motherfucker.
$60,000. Boy, you know if I see one of them motherfuckers somewhere, I'm going to unscrew it off the wall.
They got a gas station right in Nashville. Got a bunch of that shit on there to go rob that bitch tonight.
Man, I'll unscrew the fuck out there.
You got a bug out all on the outside.
I know what to look for now, shit. After looking at this shit. You remember how you used to go to gas stations and had them old lighting signs?
When we was growing up.
You remember them old
lighting
signs? You used to be at the gas station and it looked like the light was in a pipe? Man, that motherfucker went anywhere from $80,000 to $200,000. The most Texaco sign, remember the most oval Texaco sign? What that boy?
Yeah, that was red, white,
what
and
that
black.
Boy name? Yes, what that old guy? What that boy name be with Joe Cool? He got the red pickup truck. He got a, I think he got a Cutlet, a Camaro or something. What's his name, man? I think he's from over there where Glenn him from. He sell that glue. What's his name?
Oh, you talking about Kevin Hopel?
Yeah, Kevin Hope. That's the name he sell that moose juice or whatever.
Yeah, well, he sold it. He sold it to Cookie in Livingston. But yeah, Kevin Hope.
Yeah, he
was
that
clean little truck.
I was looking. I remember looking in his garage when he showed the pictures of his truck. He got a bunch of them gas stations. I seen him over there looking at all them. Man, them motherfuckers went for grand theft money. I'm talking $100,000 for them fucking things.
Yeah, that old truck was for his daddy.
Oh, he got a nice truck. I think that's either a five window or a fat window he got.
But yeah, he live over there by Jamie, not somewhere.
Yeah, he's somewhere. I called him when I was getting some of that stuff for that thing, but I met him out at that race that time. But he lived right off. I think he lived, if I'm not mistaken, he lived off 1085.
Yeah, he's out there by you somewhere.
He had a picture of his garage on it. He got a bunch of them old fucking signs and gas pumps in his garage. If I was him, I'd have that motherfucker padlocked after this auction. Well, there'd be a dog in that motherfucker, boy. That's like having a Rolex around your fucking wrist.
Yeah.
How you say now you're going to go on a scavenger hunt for next year, find some possible refurb and look for them at old garage sales and shit?
I'm going in Vassar and look on them old fucking buildings and get them fucking signs off them buildings. Them fucking license plates. Them license plates went for $500 fucking dollars. Them old black and gold California license plates. $500 goddamn dollars.
Damn.
Man, that shit went for some serious fucking money, boy. You remember... If you could remember when you was a boy, you go buy some Kolo and they had that crank, and you crank it and get the Kolo out of that. Man, that motherfucker went for all that $50,000. I said, God damn. That's the kind of shit motherfuckers in Vassar just threw in the garbage can.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you go look at all them gas pumps used to be in Vassar, man. What, down in where my mama from. That's what kind of pump they had. You go on the other side, and you ring the pump, and the fucking numbers go to zero. Man, they threw that shit in the garbage can.
Yeah, you used to turn it with a knob or crank it with a hand crank.
Yeah, they had a little hand crank on the right. If you facing the pump on the right side, they had a hand crank. It spin the numbers.
Uh-huh.
And then you take the pump off. This fucking shit here.
Yep.
Shit, they were throwing in the garbage can going for $100,000. The most, you remember, like, I don't know if they had them here, but them St. Clair gas stations, and fucking signs went for $150,000,
$200,000.
That's what the dinosaur, huh? Yes, $200,000. Look at this shit here. Texaco signs. $200,000.
Texaco and Amoco signs. I remember them signs.
Yeah, these fucking signs was on top of the building, motherfuckers, and knocked the building out and threw the sign in the garbage can.
that motherfucker and threw $200,000 away. Shit. I say, I'll be goddamn.
Hmm.
It was amazing to see, because you know what it do? It give you a reality to know that people don't know what shit's worth. And if you could go in these little bitty towns and find that shit, man, I wish I would pass by a old building that got a fucking Coca-Cola sign on the wall. Them old round Coca-Cola sign. Them bitches went for $60,000.
Damn.
It looked like a half a bubble. Remember, you remember the Coke sign round? It looked like a half a bubble. $60,000.
Wow.
It was nice, bro. It was something to see. I've been to one once before, but I didn't get there early enough to see everything, you know. But this time, shit, I got there Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and got there when shit started. Man. Motherfucker wanted to buy something. You need to be that Thursday before them rich motherfuckers got in there.
Oh, shit.
Yep. It was nice, though. Damn, that old truck, y'all sitting on a little piece of money, that old truck now.
That's just a beater, dog.
Yeah, all them old trucks, man. You wouldn't believe all that old shit worth money. How much money all that old shit worth today. Man, I remember in Bastrop, all them boys had Roadrunners, had them Cobra Ford, that 427 Cobra Jet Ford. I remember seeing two or three of them running around Vashon. That Super B, I remember seeing one of them running around Vashon. And them Chevelles, SS-396 matching number. I remember seeing a bunch of them bastards run around. You know what car went high for money that I never thought was worth a bunch of money? A Camp Ford made a Grand Torino with a 429 in it. That $300,000. A Ford Torino had a 429 in it.
Wow.
That's a high price. And I remember seeing two or three of them run around Vashon, you know, with that big block in it.
How you say you couldn't give them cars away back in the day?
No.
You couldn't give that shit away.
Well, average motherfucker, your family went to the grocery store in that motherfucker. You remember the old station wagon? That old station wagon used to wind the window down and pop the door down, and they had two seats on the back.
Yeah, you could. It was a little two-seater. You could sit in the back.
Yeah, mm-hmm. It had two seats. And when you wasn't using the seats, you flip it down, and it was a flat bed. That was the old wagon.
Yeah, it was the old wagon. You could use it as a bed, put a mattress in there, go camping. We used to go camping when we was kids in that thing.
And that thing went for so much money.
Oh, damn.
That thing went for so much. The most impressive to me was the Ford Bronco was doing it.
Oh, that Bronco was, I was floored when I was watching the video. Then when Carl's old lady was bidding, telling him to bid, I'm like, are you serious? 100 and something, almost 200,000. I'm like, what the fuck?
Yeah, goddamn right. And right before the motherfucker dropped the hammer, another motherfucker bid. He was just trying to make sure he get close to where somebody was stopping. Who the hell think a goddamn Continental going to go 70, 80, 90 to 100, 100? That other one went, that blue bitch went for 200,000. That goddamn Continental. With a Coyote in it.
Oh, yeah, got a Coyote 12 minutes.
Huh?
Well, they put a new motor in.
Yeah, it had
fuel injection.
Yeah, it had a Coyote motor.
In the key.
Yeah. Then they had one of them didn't have no, had the original motor in it.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. A lot of money in them cars, man. 57, 55. Where can you find that shit, that model?
That's going to be the song.
Yep, that's it. And harder and harder to find.
Well, people realizing what they're worth now, you know?
Yep, exactly right.
People realizing that the old car got value than the damn new car damn near now, you know? Yeah.
We done shipped that shit overseas. Now we ain't gonna get it back.
Yeah. A lot of them cars going to China now. China and Germany and Dubai. And Dubai. Yep. A lot of them Asians buying. Them Asians buying a lot of that shit up.
Yeah, hold on. Let me open these two mics. 504-6881. Who we got?
Yeah, always the front desk. 6881.
Who we got?
Not a
wonderful
people here.
All right, never mind. All right, you don't want to talk. 504-3810. Who we got?
It's hot, man. I'm just listening in.
Nothing hot.
Oh, I'm making no noise. Just checking in. Checking
all right, where you was taking that dragster, man?
Man, that damn, the goddamn motherfucking goddamn ice cream truck. When I try to go up there around Jamie them, man. By Jamie them.
Where you was going, man? Mississippi?
Carolina.
What you went to Carolina for?
Hey, I couldn't do nothing with them big dogs, but I could get a good service to try to see if I had a dog in a fight.
So you went way to Carolina to test that motherfucker?
Man, see you right there? You messing with the motherfucker. You messing with the motherfucker by the seat, so you
well,
said
you go
to Carolina.
He got that monster motor, man.
He needs charging. He got to get on the radio prep. He can't get on the slick prep.
No, not a radio prep. He wasn't with a monster. No, man, just doing different stuff, man. That's all. Just doing different stuff, see different shit, you know. Hey, let the kids see different stuff. Oh, you called me up there? I'd hand you your mail.
Oh.
I wish I'd caught you. I'd have told my people, get in your ass. Don't worry. I'll be out them Carolinas. I'll be out them goddamn Carolinas. And I know before trick or treat, I'll be out them motherfucker. I guarantee you that much.
I know you gotta go take that bam. You got to take yours up there. I just want to take a ride and let the people see some different things.
No.
Just
mine's up there already. I got to
get
it out in Carolina.
Oh, all right. Shit. Hey, ain't
nothing. It's up there already. Been up there a year. One motherfucking year and a month. And
God
I ain't no happy motherfucker about that motherfucker being up there that long.
Well, you know how it go, man. You just, hey, you know how it go.
Was that bad coming
long
out?
As when, long as when you get that present back, when that present come back and you happy with Santa Claus and shit.
That motherfucker ain't long for coming out them bushes, no.
Hey, goddamn.
About two or three more weeks, that bitch will be out them bushes. I can guarantee
that. Goddamn. I didn't have to go up there. It was just a road trip, man. Just a road trip. Just some fun to be had.
What that black box
was
behind you? You could have went to motor home. What that black box was back there? You was carrying Christmas presents in that motherfucker?
Yeah, I was selling hay. I didn't need to be dry when I got up there. I was selling hay.
Oh, you were selling hay. Okay. You went and bought some hay up there.
I brought pine needles back.
Hey, Jamie.
Yeah.
The dog don't eat no hay, but he want the collar to eat. Ain't that some shit?
Yeah.
The dog don't eat no hay, but he don't want the collar to eat. Boy, you got some shit going on with you, bro.
Hey, man. Hey, I'm trying. Hey, I got to learn how to live in case they hit us with a EMP. And I don't have no electricity. I got to learn how to get compost and everything. I'm country boy. Sheep.
Man, I tell you what. In 2 weeks, when my shit come out of there, I don't give a motherfucker if I get a WRL, but a motherfucker better not move.
Uh-oh. Oh, shit. Hey, you know what the bad part is? The bad part is that shit will spoil you. It will spoil you. Man.
They got some new lawnmowers out there.
They ain't afraid to get a lawnmower.
I don't care if I get a WRL. I'm going to raise some motherfucking roach. I'm so happy to get this motherfucker back.
Ooh, wee man. Goddamn.
Hey, wow. Hot Rod, he was on the motor?
As all I got is motor.
How you say you thought your shit was broke up there when you left, huh?
I thought the clock was broke. I said, shit, something ain't right.
Hey. Was that Jimmy coming behind you in that Air Product truck bringing that nitrous?
No. Jimmy was still finishing up them little tidbits. Hey, you know how them old folks say when they get to stuttering, it's something they not supposed to say, so they trying not to say. So it's gonna be something to say.
You was the
You heard him, Buddha.
All I'm gonna say is gonna be something to see now. The homie coming. He coming now.
Buddha.
You heard him
get on that stutter box?
I heard it, bro. I said, man, he must got a new two step.
Cheese, that ain't for me and you, not cheese, now. You know, we're there trying to get your spot over there. We're there trying to get your spot over there. Now, go ahead.
Man.
Cheese, was he on that two-step, Cheese?
Man, I thought that was a new MSD box he had or something.
Okay, Cheese, I got you, Cheese.
Hey, Cheese.
They'll get on your ass, Cheese.
Hey, Cheese. Cheese. Well, the slew wasn't right, was it, Cheese? He didn't have the slew right, was
no.
Hey,
I
wouldn't
stand
there
and I said, man, what's up with you on my phone? And I said, go on.
The slew wasn't right, so I put a grid in it. So guess what?
Goddamn
it.
So he was on that trans break. You was on that trans break, huh?
I tried to make a hit. I made a hit with the 7531. I said, okay, I'm going to put the same tune up in this goddamn grid, and we're going to see what's going to happen. And when I got out of that car, I was just like y'all just said. I was on that two-step. Something wasn't right. Something different in this motherfucker. Goddamn. Hey, I tell you what, that's a true street call. I had 9 later people come up out the motherfucking dashboard and went through that motherfucker. I had a 9 later in 30 years. And whoever I bought this
get
car from
here.
Me, 9 later. That 9 later people come up out that dashboard, I said, look at this shit.
Man, he's crazy.
And not that new now and later. That's now later. That was a now
and
later.
No,
that
no,
was
no,
old.
No, no,
that they was
soft.
Old candy.
They soft.
That was that all.
No,
all,
no,
all.
No.
You talking about that hard
no.
candy.
I'm talking about the old.
Yeah, that was all in one word.
Now later.
It didn't
the
have
hard
to take
was,
it
yeah,
the
it was
now later, all one word.
Now later. Now later. Yeah. Them. God damn.
All in one word.
That's it.
Hey, Cheese. Jeez, I can tell you one thing. They can fuck around there. I don't know what they named that motherfucker because I took Barack off it, but they can fuck around and jump on that black motherfucker right there. That black bitch is a cobra right there, boy.
So, Riddell, you got a bad motherfucker, huh?
That black motherfucker stout, boy.
Riddell said that bitch
no.
a cobra. You going to have to find the name. You said it's a cobra. That motherfucker rocking left and right
one
trying
I got,
to get the motherfucker slipping.
Michelle divorced Barack, so that's all I got now. I just got Michelle.
Well, she gonna go back. She gonna go back. You know everybody. Player fuck
no,
up.
No, no, no.
It's all right. Player fuck
no, no, no. She divorced that motherfucker. She done. She on her
oh,
own.
Oh, she running
fight her own fight.
Uh-oh.
Running mom.
Gonna get married to a bush hog.
I tell you what. All we gotta have is the track now. I don't know where we gonna run at, but all I know is the track you can run at from the sound of thing gonna be Steel or US 90 or either Atmo.
I ain't fucking with them other two raggedy motherfuckers.
No, now, come on now. Come on, man. Come on, man.
Oh, no, no. You can't do nothing with them thing, boy. When you start spending money like you didn't spend in your motor, you ain't trying to over-rip that motherfucker and talk about putting some Valtran or some crank back in that motherfucker. Fuck that. No, 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 no. No, no, no. No, no, no.
Oh,
Barack could go out there though. I know Michael say he done tried Barack out there. I don't know what they named that motherfucker, but that he say he'd try that turbo car out there. He say it get away out there.
Ooh, we man.
Man, that turbo car get away over there. I think that's
so
all.
So what you was
there
on a two step on? What RPM just now?
I'm still on about.
There you go again.
Hey, Hot Rod, let me ask you a question, man. Hot Rod. Hot Rod.
Yeah.
I thought I seen a white Camaro coming from Wizard Racing on a trailer. Was that you and Jimmy?
Jimmy was coming back with it. Yeah.
Boy, they got quiet. Ooh, we got quiet.
No. I'm just telling you, Jimmy was coming with. Oh, your boy, he's situating the. I'm a keep it real. Listen, man, I'm riding this Kenner right now, and the police out here, so they spooking me.
Yeah, I bet he is. Get lock your ass up for lying.
No, Jimmy had to go. Jimmy said he is not playing this bullshit with nobody that's fucking with him. So Jimmy went and got his pedals. I ain't lying. Jimmy went and got his pedals adjusted for his height. He had to get them adjusted for his height. Jimmy said he gonna get in his car and he gonna kick a motherfucker ass. Well, they was further out, and he wasn't. I tell you, if you're not comfortable and you're too far and you reaching, you're gonna turn that wheel. Don't do that. Get your pedals fixed. If you reaching the push down,
y'all was coming from Wizard Racing for. Y'all went get the pedal pushed up.
That's what.
Or y'all went got the seat. Or y'all went got the seat slid forward. Which one?
No, his seat moved. But you see, you fucking with my homeboy. My homeboy a little short. His seat moved, but goddamn, man, we need to move the pedals a little bit, man. What you want?
See us. Come on, man. Shit.
Jimmy tall on the top. His legs a little short, man. Hey, my dog. Now go ahead, man.
Hey, Buddha, like them old folks said, get your story straight now.
No, I'm taking. Hey, see that story there, and I'm sticking to it.
Story straight. You know, y'all should have went the other way. Y'all should have went across 55 to LaPlace instead of coming round.
No, it's all right. We wanted you to see.
Riddell looking, boy. He's there. He's there.
Oh, Riddell on deck. Riddell, watch.
Buddha, I live next to the interstate. You forgot?
I know you do.
Yeah.
I know you do.
I can go in my upstairs and look at the goddamn interstate.
Yes, indeed. Cheese, you keep on with it. Hey, keep on, Cheese. I told you now, don't fuck with me. You remember what we talked about earlier. Be cool now.
Hey, I'm not doing it. I'm not doing it. You the one on that two step, not me.
You laughing mighty hard with fucking Riddell, goddammit. You laughing mighty hard.
Because the way he said it, when he said it, it was like, "How right, you boy? What you on that new two step or something?"
Oh, man. Goddamn. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Hey, geez. You see how Hot Rod pushed you on Jimmy right quick? He ain't say where he was going with that goddamn black trailer.
Hey, man, I was just riding.
Took the family out for a ride. That's it.
Everybody get in here. We going to go ride.
Not really
family out for a road.
Yeah, I went and got the propane tank filled up and got the electric shit going on. Yeah, I said, y'all just start cooking and we going to ride. We going to ride till we get tired. Let's ride. Don't worry about what's in the black trailer.
Why you didn't
it's
stop back up for and test that motherfucker?
I told him it's a goddamn gorilla.
Who's that going for? That's what
I told him. I ain't got no zookeeper license. It's a gorilla back there.
You bought your silverback, man?
No,
I'm about to say,
no,
wait a minute.
No,
what's that mean,
no.
I?
No, what you mean? What you mean, Chief? Hold on, hold on. What you mean?
No, I didn't ask the question. Riddell asked you, did you get a silverback? I didn't ask you that.
You got a silverback in there?
Oh, no, I don't need no silverback. I don't need no silverback.
All right, I just wondered.
Shit, the goddamn zookeeper got rid of a silverback. What I want one for?
Man, them motherfuckers. You could fuck around with boys.
I got a gorilla. That what I got.
A gold gorilla.
A gorilla. G-O-R-I-L-L-A. A gorilla.
Motherfucking Tweety sold Silverback and got a goddamn Black Mamba. Goddamn.
Uh-oh. But it's red. Tweety. The red Mamba. That's a red Mamba.
Yeah, he done got him a Black Mamba. You know,
he don't think nobody know. He's a red Mamba.
You know the red bottom shoes. You know the goddamn red bottom shoes. Fuck with the red bottom shoes, boy.
Uh-oh.
It's a red ball.
Them goddamn red bottom shoes is a motherfucker, boy.
Yeah.
Well, at least
look like everything over there believing that red now, cheese red.
Oh, here you go, Lord.
Goddamn, Steven
man,
Red.
Hey, cheese. Where Daniel at, man? When y'all going to drag Daniel out the retirement house?
He fell off.
Oh, he just hung up. He just hung up. Lord.
Well, hey, hold on. When y'all going to get Daniel in the goddamn nursing home? When y'all going to get Daniel out the nursing home?
Man, you going to have to put some firecrackers in that old folks' home and let He's gonna still be the last one to make it out.
Hey, Hot Rod. Daniel running around there pissing all on his leg. He can't still can't get out there.
Daniel's selling cans.
On a walker.
He's selling.
Look like he working on Cameron Mustang.
I said, look at Daniel, tuna. He's a tuna.
Who Mustang?
I saw him put a video up there, Cameron. Look, Cameron.
Man, who knocked Marvin Posey out sad?
Uh-oh. Wait a minute, man. Wait, didn't Silverback, Silver Shoulders, didn't they beat him once, too?
Oh,
no.
This dude's something else right here, boy.
What you want me to say, man?
Posey out sad.
I don't know.
I'll go back on Tickle Fits and look on it on live on his view.
I seen he was there. Shit, I thought he would be in the finals. Then I seen he wasn't. I said, God damn, something must be going wrong. Posey got knocked out early.
He might have run across Brent Self.
Brent was working though.
Yeah.
That bitch was working. I seen a video with him. That bitch was working over that Gulfport, boy.
That fucker left in high gear making a lick, boy.
Who that?
Fucking Brent Self left in high gear made a fucking lick.
Man, y'all, I got on here late. But y'all got to say something about goddamn Brandon. Brandon motherfucking flying.
Oh, that car always did go fast on them bullshit ass tracks though, man. He went to
man, Brandon.
That motherfucker was flying. hey, remember we was over that, Jamie? That bitch was at US-90 flying.
Well, yeah, yeah, when they had the North thing. Yeah, he was.
For some reason, he get on them fucking tracks like that. That bitch ride, cuz.
Brandon go down the motherfucking track, man. God damn.
He was at US-90 when the boys get that race over there. That bitch was getting it, boy.
Somebody LS Killer?
For some reason.
Yeah, LS Killer.
that fits right.
Yeah, that car always did. Yeah. That's the one that came, that was hot, that just fell off. You don't hear nothing about no more.
Ooh.
Brandon.
But he don't race that often. What happened to that boy that's from college that had that red car?
The Mark Shannon Pool with that red bit?
No,
yeah, that's the one
that had
flipped,
the red No, no, no. The one that had the red Camaro. I know he flies a plane, too. What's his name? He wear the glasses? He used to have a, I think it was like a 2000 or 2003 with that bubble. He had a red Camaro turbo. Wasn't he from around Mississippi or somewhere up in that area?
The only one I know that
he
fly got him.
What's his name? No, they had another boy fly. What's his name, man? He fly private jets or something. He had a red. He used to mess with Earl in my life. He had a red Camaro. I thought he ran with headers all that and all that.
I don't know who that is.
Shit, that car was nice. Where Glenn been, man?
Glenn's in the hospital. I'm getting a heart done.
What? That's him.
Oh, with the S10?
Yeah, ain't he from Opelousas? Glenn from Opelousas.
Oh, I don't know who to beat him.
Well, that's a little S10 pickup. What his name was?
The little black one?
No, the blue one, blue and silver. And he was building a Camaro over there from Reggie, where Reggie him from? Or Unit, somewhere around there?
Oh, Gangsta Love.
Come on, Chevy Love.
No, he's
yeah.
Gangsta Love. Gangsta Love. Glenn Young. Gangsta Love.
Yeah, Glenn. I thought his name was Glenn.
Yeah, it's Glenn. He on Facebook as Grudge Racer now. That's him. Yep. So Gangsta Love. Glenn Young.
Yeah, him in a minute. He ain't been on a talk show either.
He pop in there once in a while. Yep.
Welcome to the last 10. Get it. Hey, Boo Boo, who is that boy in Prairieville selling that Chevrolet with that red Martin coat in it? A pewter pickup truck. He out of Paulina.
I don't know. I ain't seen it. I don't know. He had to send
it
to me.
It's on Facebook sale.
I'd have to go look it up.
It's like a pewter little pickup truck. I think it's a S10.
A marketplace? Or?
Yeah, it's on. He on 275 Top Dragster in them categories. It's a pretty little truck. And the only thing I don't like about it, the fucking front flip over. But it's a race truck.
Let me go see if I can find it.
It's pewter. He out of Paulina. He got it for sale for $50,000.
X275 racing parts.
He on that too. That's a nice little truck.
Man, I seen Jeremy Bim got the truck and trailer for sale. What he had with Phil, that silver little friend of Peterbilt with that big long enclosed trailer.
Uh-huh. Man, diesel high as a motherfucker.
Dude, that shit popped me the other day out there. Tore a slide there, $4.50 a gallon. Boss said, "Boy, I'm glad to get back to Gonzales and pay $4.20, $4.18." But in California, them boys are paying $8.
Wow. I'm going to bet that they want some serious fucking money for them bitches for fuel up there. My wife wanted to drive the bus up there. I told her, shit, we buy two ticket round trip 10 times for the fucking fuel it's going to cost to drive up there. You start talking about putting 250 gallons of diesel in a motherfucking bus, boy, that's $6, $7 a gallon. Fuck.
How you saying? Then ain't getting but 6 or 7 miles to the gallon, huh?
Fuck, I get eight if I keep my foot out that motherfucker. But then if you got your foot down in it, you ain't get about 6.5 to 7.
Yeah, he out of Colina got that little truck. They got a son bitch got a nice ass Mustang on that for sale, twin turbo. Pewter. That Cobra body. They asking $18,000 for the little car. With twin turbo. That's a nice piece.
Hell yeah.
Let me see. That boy named that man. If I could see that little truck. They got some nice shit. Oh.
Yeah, they got a bunch of top sports and top extra, but I don't see it yet.
I'm going to see if I go. Boy, I tell you what. I came so close to go get that goddamn Nova, that 67 Nova, with that blower in it with them side pipes. I said, ooh, my wife told me, oh, no. Oh, no, we ain't buying no more race cars. Let me see if I can find it. They got a 67 Nova up there for sale, too. Hey, Boo Boo, you know Corey Romo with the S10?
No.
Where that fucking pickup truck, man? Fuck. Well, he messaged me. That's why I got. That's why that. He messaged me. But that fucking bad man. Oh.
Man, I thought Jamie would. I thought Daniel would hit the one button by now when we went to talking about him.
Boy, Jamie ain't coming under that fire.
No, I'm talking about Daniel when we was talking about him. I thought he would hit the one button and log back in.
Oh, there it is. Mike Cesar just sent me a picture of it. That boy out of he out of Paulina. Cassidy Violin is a 1996 Chevrolet S10.
I don't know who that is.
His name is Cassidy out of Paulina. Got a 412 rear Marshall in it.
What's his last name? Cassidy what?
Hold on, I'm going to send it to you.
All right.
Send it to me, Riddell.
I just said, okay.
412 rear Morrison, you see?
Yeah, I got 412 in it. That's a badass little truck.
Send it to me.
What, I got you on the hot rod? Let's see. Hot Rod Mechanic Shop. I know they ain't Hot Rod. Nah, they ain't.
They ain't me. I'm side the house.
That's somebody.
I'm side the house.
Boy,
Big Block S10. Look under that.
I get this small. Get another small block, then what you going to say then, Jamie?
Hot Rod. Send me a text so I can see what that is. I don't know how I got you in my phone.
All right, send it to me, Boo Boo.
All right.
Yeah, that's a nice little truck. It's a badass truck.
I like to know what page it's on.
Well, I got all the pictures. Look at his name. You can't see his name?
No, just got Casey, but nothing else.
I'm going to send you his name.
Hey,
hotline. Shit, hold on.
4714?
Yeah. Yep.
All right.
I'm going to send you more of it. Hold on. Yeah, that's a Ram Morrison motor. That's a badass little truck. He's selling the truck and the trailer.
All
right. I was supposed to go look at it because he was going to buy some fuel. I said, man, if I want a big-ass truck like that. But it's a pro-style truck.
That's what they picking on me with. I need to get something like that.
Oh, this motherfucker, he nice now. This bitch done right. It's done right. He evidently he ain't raced this spot, you know.
Yeah.
A package deal. He got a 28-foot trailer. Go with it. Got a Speed Tech nitrous system on it.
Shannon Johnson, huh?
Oh, you got... Huh?
Shannon Johnson, Speed Tech, huh?
Yeah, that's what he got on that Shannon Johnson system. Yeah. Pretty good. Right there, Pauline. I don't... Let me see if I can pull him. Can I find his, how you find his name up? I'm gonna send you how to find
it. I can find it in the group. What group is it?
I'm gonna show you how to find, I'm gonna send you his Facebook page, boo boo. You might can find him from there.
Yeah. If I can do that, I can find him.
I just sent it to you.
Alright, let me go look, see. I got him now. If I can find it now, I'm gonna send it to you.
Alright.
Yeah, that's his Facebook page. Cassidy some violent. But how you pronounce that last name for?
That's
it. He just right there next to you, boo boo shit. He right across the field from you. And that little truck set up too. He got coated headers. Fucking, he got some nice shit on this motherfucker. A Ram Morrison motor. Badass little truck. And he on them little tires.
I'm at the friend request him to see it because I can't see nothing on his page.
Boy, you can't see nothing on his page?
No, we're not friends.
Yeah, because I text him. He put the truck up once before, and I text him. I said, man, I'd like to come look at the truck. But he didn't have no fuel. And he said, as soon as I get some fuel,
oh,
I'll give you.
I found him on Marketplace. Ha-ha.
You found him?
I'm going to send it to you now, Hot Rod. I got it. Sharing messages right to you.
All right.
On the fucking motor. Where he at? There he is. On the motor. That's smart. There you go. Yep. Small block, plenty dope.
Man, that little motherfucker get it. I bet you put it on the right shit. Even if you hurt the motor, that's a nice goddamn little chassis he got under that motherfucker.
Yep. And then he on some little 29 by 10s, look like on the back. Full link.
I'm trying to find the email, the message he sent me back. Oh, there it is, right there. Oh, that's that S10. That one sold.
You got it, Hot?
Yeah, I got it. That bitch fresh, fresh. I'm looking at it now.
Yep, there you go.
A.M. Paulina, did he send me a phone number?
Oh, look, that old 64 Chevy, 1500, regular cab, 4000 a best offer in Byron, Mississippi. Bring that thing to Cruising Coast, get about 10 grand for it.
Man, I wonder who got fucking, who got that twin turbo Mustang up here for sale. That's the fucking deal of the week if you could find who got this motherfucker. I'd go buy this motherfucker in the morning.
What?
I've been trying to get turned. though. I'm going to send it to you. I've been trying to get in touch with him. The motherfucker told me. You know what I'm saying right there? I've been trying to find that motherfucker. That's a badass piece right there. I texted a woman, but she told me the car is in Laurel, Mississippi. She says in Hammond, but they got it listed in Hammond, but she said the car is in Laurel, Mississippi in the garage.
Yeah. I remember a long time ago, you was looking at a black one like that. Was it a little coupe or something?
Yeah, a little coupe. It was over there by Jamie and the boy sold it.
Yeah, I remember right before you got your big black.
But this this car got twin 76 on it. This motherfucker, get it, boy.
I seen
that. Got a 427 in it. As for the motor, a 427. Who built the motor in that motherfucker? Triangle Speed. That motherfucker, they'll get it. And they trying to give it away. $18,000?
Yeah, you probably got that motor and turbos.
You can't get a motherfucker to answer the phone.
Probably got that 18 just in motor and turbos. Fucking New Yorks look like they sick on the TV, boy. I'm going to make a lick right now, goddammit.
Jake Performance in Fort Worth, Texas. Wherever the fuck that is. Bitch got 327 gears, a leased electronic bump box, Holley ignition, including a Dominator. That bitch got that's a whole lot of fucking car for that money. That can't be right.
What color is it?
It's silver.
Okay. It's just like LS Killer. It's silver.
It's silver, just like LS Killer.
Oh, okay.
It's a whole lot of fucking car, boy. That bitch got a 427 in it on twin turbos. They want $18,000 for the car.
Oh.
They either smoking crack or they're trying to get rid of it. Oh, this ad is bullshit. But they got too much listed in the ad for it to be a bullshit ad. You know what I mean? They got everything about the car listed. Watch this, Jamie. I'm going to send this to you. Look at that right up, Jamie.
Oh, I'll see when it should pop up in a second.
Tell Daniel Lee, go get this hit. I'm out of the nursing home.
Oh, shit.
I mean, that's a lot of fucking cardboard. You got it, James?
Yeah, I see it. Yeah.
That's a lot of fucking car, man.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. 18,000, that's a lot of comments. Huh?
Yeah, that's a damn.
Who else on here is going to Cruising the Coast this week? Besides us three. I'm going to watch that gas race. Boy, I talked to Mr. Larry Cummings today. They got 61 cars coming down. And in his class, he runs C-Gas. He got a 290 small block
that Saturday
Chevy.
Night?
With two. Saturday evening. It starts at 1 o'clock. They get two hits.
and then after they get two qualifying hits, they're going to give everybody a break and with the track, and they're going to go up, heads up first round, you know, A class, B class, and C class. I don't know if they got any D gassers, but A, B, and C for sure. And his class in C gas, they got, I think he told me 18 or 19 cars in his class. But his little motor is a 290 cubic inch small block, made a little over 650, and he sidestepped the clutch off the line at 8 grand. He got a 700 rear gear and a 320 first gear. That fucker getting it.
That's that little car Jason built for him?
No, this car come out of North Carolina somewhere up there on the East Coast, that Ford Falcon. Jumping Jack Flash he got, that gray one.
This man said 720 rear gear with a 3-something high. Shit.
You see that motherfucker? It's a nice
yeah, I think
truck,
he said
man.
It's a 710 or a 720 rear gear, and the first gear is a 3-something first gear in a transmission. He said about 450, 500 foot, the tongue hanging out the son bitch. Go through at 9,300.
Shit.
You heard what I said? 9,300? My ass.
90 some odd hundred. Goddamn.
Ain't no fucking way.
Shit. Yeah, that's a little bitty small block. That motherfucker can scream. That's a Soprano.
Well, that's Hey, that's the modified motors, boy.
See, that's a Soprano in the choir I'm talking about, not Mafia in the choir.
Yeah, I know. How they say, you better come correct, huh?
Oh, yeah, that little motherfucker get to screaming over there. You'd be like, hold on, he left early. No, he just staging up.
Are you all right? That's what we can really name our cars. If we build one like that, we can really put on the motor.
On the motor, goddamn.
Oh, and he told me that 290 made over 650 horsepower. I said, huh, say that again? He said, yeah, it got two fours. I said, I hear you.
Ride for the ride.
Banging four gears, all you're allowed is a fucking line lock. He sidestepped the clutch. No fucking two-step. Oh, straight old school. Four-speed, tack.
To the wood. Pop the clutch. Bop!
Mat it when you feel comfortable. Oh, I can't wait for that. I've been following them on their YouTube channel, the Southern Gases. Them boys that run in A-Gas, they got like, some of them got 396 and 427s. And then big 55 Chevys and Biscayne's and all. Fuckers running 5-teens and 5-20s. I'm like, what? You know, but it's a weight per cubic inch, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, they got them little 34 three-window, four-window coupes and shit. You know, fucking little pick-em-up trucks. But, yeah, he said they run, some of them run, you know, 520s and 30s, you know, the big blocks, and the small block runs, you know, low sixes, but, you know, 16s and 20s, but fucking getting it, cuz.
Hey, Hot Rod.
Hey.
Hot Rod. That guy on the phone now, he just called me back because I texted him about that little truck. Go ahead, man.
Hey, how's it going?
Hey, what's happening, man?
What's happening, buddy?
Not much.
Yeah,
hey,
you know American Towing?
Yeah, I heard American Towing.
Yeah, you right next to Boo Boo.
You talking about Boo Boo and Wallace right there, Bassery?
No, and Gonzalez.
Okay.
He on here.
Okay. Oh, I'm thinking about Big Bun. Big Bun across the river.
I'm gonna hit you. No. I'm gonna hit you up on Messenger. 21 gun salute. I like to check it out.
Yeah, hit me on my phone number. I don't have Messenger or none of that. My wife put it on Facebook. I don't have Facebook. All
right. Give me the number. Well, give me the number.
504.
Putting in the other phone.
Who are you on a live talk show right now?
Yeah, yeah, you're on a live talk show, man.
Send him, I'll send him your number.
Yeah, send him my number.
All right, send it.
I'll send him your number. I got because you called me, so I'll send him your number.
Okay.
Hey, that's a Ram. That's a full Ram Marston motor you got in there?
Yes, sir. I got the paperwork with it. When it was built, how it was built, the bill sheet, everything with it. I got a Sullivan Glide in it.
What size tire on the back?
That's a 33, 10 and a half Outlaw tire.
Oh, so I could put a little, you could put a 28 on it, huh?
Yeah, you can shorten it. That's a big tall tire.
Okay. How much fuel tank you got on it?
What's that?
How much fuel tank you got on it?
Fuel tank, I believe it's a 10-gallon cell.
That's a double frame rail, or you just did the back?
Oh, no, it's two chassis all the way to the front key member. The front key member, it was built for 10.5 Outlaw class, so the front key member is a factory key member. From the firewall back, it's all two chassis.
Oh, goddamn, how right. I might have to beat you to this motherfucker.
Boy,
it's a look,
y'all better jump on that fucking thing. Ain't gonna last.
I'm gonna tell you, it's custom built. I got a small block, a big and small block in it. I have all the stuff to put a big block. It had a big block. It was built with a big block, but it runs better with the small block. And I never finished tuning it. When I got out of the business, I ran into hard times with the family, and I had to get out.
Okay. Well, we understand that part of it. Hot Rod loved them fucking big blocks. Slow your ass down, Hot Rod.
Oh, yeah. Oh, look at him. Boy, now he's going to throw Hot Rod under the fucking bus.
Got about 2 minutes, fella, before this thing shut off.
Huh?
I put a lot of big blocks on the trailer with that rear motor, and I'm going to let you know.
I guess so. You ain't got no punk motor in there.
No, it ain't no pump motor.
How much nitrogen
shit underneath the carburetor make you want to sniff and get crooked?
Yeah, how much nitrous can it hold?
It can hold whatever you can put to it.
Oh, goddamn. Hot Rod.
I'm going to tell you, I got to look at
you.
Hot Rod, you
fucked up.
Hot Rod wants you to set up right now, man, because you're going to let too many people know what what's in that motherfucker.
Hey,
about to cut off anyway, Riddell. So,
huh?
2 seconds. We ain't got much longer.
The show's about over.
Yeah, show about to cut off.
The ad comes with the trailer and everything. It's an air-conditioned trailer with cabinets in it, everything. The ad is with everything, trailer and hull.
All right. Oh, that's everything for 50, not just the truck.
No, it's not just the truck. It's turnkey, ready to read. Everything, trailer, air conditioning in it, cabinets. I got extra gears with it. I got nitrous bottles. I got a filling station. I got all kind of shit.
God damn! So when we come there, you gonna just stack the trailer up and get out to your yard.
Bring cash and bring a truck to pull it.
God damn! All
right. And if you need a truck to pull it, I got one of them sitting on the side.
You got a what?
I said, you need to the bullet. I got one of them, too, sitting on the side ready to go at 70,000 miles. 10
seconds. How much
you want for it?
Somebody had to bring some money and talk about it.
Okay.
It's about to cut off
with
about 5 seconds.
It's a 20.
All right, y'all later.
Platinum with 70,000 miles, and I bought it to pull a trailer.